It's 8:50 and time for our pre-opening commodity market report with Dave Dickey. Hi, Dave.
Good morning, Dan, and good Tuesday morning, everyone. Yesterday, after the closing bell, NAS came out with its crop progress report for the week ending August 19th. The numbers look like this. Corn, national good to excellent, 58%, up 2% from last week. Illinois at 72%, down 1. Indiana, 38, down 5. Iowa, 71 plus 7. Nebraska, 79 plus 1. And Minnesota, 23% good to excellent, minus 10 from a week ago. Soybeans, the national rating, 54% good to excellent, down 2 percentage points from last week. Illinois, 58%, down 4. Indiana, 35, down 5. Iowa, 76, up 5. Ohio, 49, up 6. And Minnesota, 43, down 2 percentage points from last week. Cash hog prices are called steady with a weak tone today, although a growing number of traders are thinking prices may be nearing a bottom. Terminals are called steady to 50 cents lower today, with top prices from $44.50 to $48. Peoria called steady today with a top price of $44.50. In the Eastern Corn Belt Daily Direct Hog Report for Monday, August 20th, negotiated swine purchases were 17,778. For the base market hog on a 185-pound carcass basis, the base price range $59 to $71, the weighted average $66.04, a gain of 73 cents from last Friday. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $43.82 to $54.05, the weighted average $50.27. For the Western Daily Direct Hog Report, negotiated swine purchases were 14,619. The base price range, $58.50 to $71.50. The weighted average, $67.09, a loss of 45 cents from last Friday. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $44.56 to $53.26, and the weighted average was $49.83. Joining us now with a look at today's agricultural weather is AM 580 Chief Meteorologist Ed Kieser. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning, Dave. And first off, we'll take a look at the Midwest Corn Belt. Rain continues to fall in much of the belt. And when we look at the week as a whole, we're going to see a lot of hefty numbers across the Corn Belt. And in some cases, we'll go from conditions maybe being a little too dry to conditions being a little too wet. During the last 24 hours, 1 to 3 inches of rain fell from central and northeastern Indiana through central and northern Ohio. Some of those Ohio locations had been dry. Number of locations in Michigan, Wisconsin, and Iowa also got 1 to 2 inches of rain. As you go farther south, rainfall amounts generally less, although there were a few isolated cells that produced more. And as we look at the Corn Belt for the rest of the week, it looks like out in the western Corn Belt, generally 1 to 4 inches of rain will occur through the rest of this work week, and some places getting a little more than that. Flooding is already occurring in parts of Minnesota and Wisconsin and northern Iowa, and that will continue to expand southwestward through western Iowa into eastern Nebraska. So some of the areas that have been lacking rainfall are now getting too much. Of course, rainfall is not really beneficial for crops that are already pretty much mature, but for crops that are still in the growth stage, rainfall, as long as it isn't of the flooding variety, actually could help out here in the late season. So some of the later soybeans, for example, will benefit from this. About the only area of the Midwest so far that has not gotten any precipitation so far is across the some of the southern sections. But even there, there's been some good coverage of scattered showers and thunderstorms from the remnants of Tropical Storm Aaron. And so even the southern areas that have been the driest of late, at least some pockets have gotten some rain. It does look like it's going to be hot and humid across southern sections. So if there's any areas that will be suffering maybe from some heat and dry pockets here over the next week, it would be portions of Missouri into southern Illinois, southern Indiana, and Kentucky. Although the weather in those areas, not as dire as last week, and some areas have seen some improvement in moisture. But I think really the biggest problem is going to be too much rain for some of the northwestern portions of the Midwest, and crops in low-lying areas especially are going to suffer due to the heavy rains that have already fallen in Wisconsin, Minnesota, and northern Iowa. And as far as the Delta goes, it doesn't look like there's going to be much rain there over the next several days. So crop conditions are going to continue to deteriorate into the Delta and Southeast. And some of those areas, they apparently have planted corn this year. Not really a good idea at all. Crop is suffering there as they, of course, had lots of temperatures over 100 degrees last week, and there's going to be more temperatures getting up into the 90s and low 100s over the next few days. There may be some showers late in the weekend into early next week, but not enough to really reverse the dry trend down that way. And that's a look at the growing areas for this morning. I'm meteorologist Ed Keezer.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 90 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
In the Monday overnight trading session, Kansas City September wheat opened at 649.5 unchanged, last trade up 6.5, December 665 unchanged, last trade up 3.5. At the Board of Trade, September wheat opened at 675 unchanged, last trade up 6, December 689.5, down 1.5, last trade up 5. September corn opened at 329.75, down 2, last trade unchanged. December 347, down 1.75, last trade unchanged. March 363, down 1, last trade unchanged. May 372.25, down 0.25, last trade down 0.5. September beans opened at 811.5, down 0.25, last trade up 5.75. November 826 up 3/4, last trade up 5.75. September soybean meal opened at 220.40, unchanged, last trade up 160. September soybean oil opened at 35.11, up 12, last trade up 26. Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Pete Manhart of Bates Commodities in Normal, Illinois. Good morning, Pete.
Good morning, Dave.
National corn crop 2 percentage points higher this week from a week ago. But I suppose with all the corn that's been dented, really probably doesn't matter that much at this point. Crop's probably made?
In general, yeah. I mean, rains maybe will add a little test weight, worry the crop was in good shape or it was in bad shape. It just keeps it from getting worse. So, I don't know if it matters much on the corn.
All right. Then, if that be the case, be a soothsayer with me. We were talking a little bit before we went on the air about the pro farmer numbers
right out
of Ohio and South Dakota. More numbers coming this week, of course, and we don't know those yet. But do you suppose on the next USDA round of reports we're going to be higher or lower in the yield?
I think we'll be lower just because of the hot and the dry in the southern Midwest, maybe not allowing it to put that weight on. And in the northern Midwest where it was really nasty, don't know that it really made it better, just kept it from getting worse.
And the call for the corn this morning then?
Call for the corn this morning is unchanged, up a half to down a half.
Turn your attention to the beans, which was down 2 percentage points from last week, and I suppose a little bit surprising given all the, quote, rain we saw early in August.
Yeah, I think that was a surprise. I think as a result of that, beans will be up. They're talking 4 to 6 higher. I think the rains are still helping beans, especially in the southern Midwest, like here where we're getting it. If you go north of Interstate 80, northern Iowa, Minnesota, Wisconsin, Michigan, where they've had tons and tons and tons of it over the last 3 weeks, it's leading to more disease, but you're still going to have more beans and bigger pods and bigger beans in the pods, but the disease might take away from some of that.
Turning your attention to the wheat, if we grab a few of these tenders that are floating out there this week, do you think that we're going to make another run at least to $7?
That's what they're talking about, and some people are even talking about making it, you know, back to that, above that, and going back to that 740. I don't know that that's possible, but I think we could make the 7 to the 710 area where the last time. Try that one again.
Turn your attention to the Merc. What are you seeing there today?
Oh, this mixture of everything. I think cattle still want to go a little higher. Hogs don't quite know yet. And they, I think we'll be two-sided on both.
All right, Pete, you have a grand day today.
Thank you, Dave.
Pete Manhart of Bates Commodities. He is located in Normal, Illinois, and he joins us every Tuesday morning on the pre-opening Commodity Market Report. Ed Kieser tells us a flash flood watch is in effect for extreme northwestern Illinois through Wednesday morning. And we have a listener comment line. Give us a call at 217-333-0853. Tell us how we're doing. You're listening to WILL Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois. We're on the web at WILLAG.org.